sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, hi. Welcome to the very second episode of Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by
very
Checkpoint. Yes, very second. Brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, aka Cookie, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic.
Hey, guys.
We record here and stream live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on. Join us, watch us. This is an interactive show, so we do listen to the chat. Today is actually a very special day. Today is actually March 8th, as we are recording this. Today is International Women's Day, so we are going to start off first on women who are role models or idols in life and in gaming. So, Sarah, let's start off with you. Who is your gaming idol or woman role model or
role model? Gosh, that's really hard. I mean, I have to go as far as gaming. I know I talked a lot about Nancy Drew last week, which I have to still continue with because it just really influenced a lot with kind of my gaming tastes and even I think parts of just kind of what interests me as a kid. She's nosy, but she's always very interested in helping people in the long run. But it's still just kind of interested in figuring things out, which I related to a lot when I was little. As far as, I'm not sure if I would say this person's a good role model, but I have to, one of my favorite female characters in gaming, just because of how complex she is Akane from the Zero Escape series. Mostly because of her character being, she's both extremely romantic and very like, and also somewhat religious almost, and spiritual, while also having powers to like go through time. And I just find that a very interesting mix in a personality for someone where who's willing to kind of do whatever it takes to both fulfill her own needs and also save the world, but still has like these childish romantic beliefs. So as far as for gaming, those are the two that I will have to point to.
So most people won't know what Zero Time.
I know.
Or Zero Escape is non-area games. It's basically a visual novel game. We found out that me and Sarah actually love the series. It is totally mind-blowing story, and it is, does yes. involve time travel and parallel yes. universes. It's a great game. We'll actually have an episode one day just to talk
we'll
about that
to.
Game.
We have to. Just so we can get more people to play it.
Now, is there anyone in real life that who you look up to in women?
Oh, geez. I'm sure there's, I mean, I knew a lot of, there's actors, I guess, that in real life, I mean, we're going to be going down to it later, but a lot of more recent actresses that come out with some of the superhero films have really, it's just really awesome to see them take that role. As far as like people in real life, I've always one of those answers of like, who would you want to see if someone who has passed away was always Agatha Christie? Just because, like, how does she think like that? which is her story. I'm a huge mystery person, if you can't tell.
Oh,
and so, just some of the ways that she, how she crafts her mystery stories and stuff like that. Obviously, I've always really looked up to, even though I'm not a scientist myself, women who kind of push that. So, like, I mean, Marie Curie is one of the obvious examples. Ada Lovelace, who kind of went on to create kind of like how modern coding works in computers. I just, like I said, even though I'm not in those kinds of fields myself, I know that those are usually very difficult fields for women to kind of push through. And so I really admire those women for that time.
Nice. I think I touched upon it last episode. Lara Croft is definitely one of my role models and idol in gaming for sure. I was actually just playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider and finally getting caught up on her game. So,
nice.
So she, you already know she's an adventurer. She dealt with her father's death and still moves on solving puzzles, going on to her own ventures, especially the Rubu. You see how she's very much a survivor in life. that's my top gaming one. I wouldn't say Princess Peach. You're in another castle.
I mean, the main problem was a lot of those older games, you don't know what the characters are like.
Right.
You don't really even know much about who... I mean, it's like, I think of Zelda and how, yes, Link doesn't talk, but you at least play as him. Like, Zelda, you don't even, it wasn't until later games that she had.
Yeah.
It was kind of a problem with all the female characters back then. We just didn't know.
It was just, they're just damsels in distress, basically.
Exactly.
So, like, when Lara Croft came out, of course, it's a huge deal. As far as in real life, of course, my mom. I can't have to say, I love you, Mom. And also to my sister. My sister is one crazy woman. She is actually an active duty military and Marine. She actually went through boot camp and whatnot, and she didn't know she was pregnant. So, like, one day I got a call from the hospital. It's like, yeah, your sister's in the hospital and the baby's fine. I'm like, what? So, apparently she was, like, 6 months pregnant. Out popped a baby, and my sister had no idea, and she went through boot camp, physical therapy, all these things because she didn't know.
Yikes. All right.
But yeah, she's had two kids now. She didn't know about their second kid until like 5 minutes after, too. So.
Oh my goodness, why? How? But yeah. That's just scary.
Yeah. But because she's an active duty military, she's actually been away from her kids for like a year in Japan. So,
oh, wow.
She, watching her being away from her family and also being able to, you know, sacrifice for our country here, being in the military, all props to her too. So I got to give her props for International Women's Day here. Definitely.
Yeah.
And also in news, so we are going to go into the news here. The biggest movie that just came out, perfect for International Women's Day, is Captain Marvel. When did you see it, Sarah? Did you see it already?
I already did see it. I saw it last night. I saw it pretty much that opening night period. It was kind of a last-minute decision. We were able to get tickets, and off we went.
Yes.
After work. But yes, I got to see it last night on Thursday night, and I was so happy.
Yes, I was able to see it too late at night, 10 p.m. I was like, nope, let's just go out and see it. Brie Larson, surprisingly, I actually like her as Captain Marvel. I've seen a lot of people saying, I don't know about Brie Larson, but she brought it for this movie.
She did.
You think?
Yeah, she definitely brought the role. She knew it. I think she knew what she was getting herself into, and dang, did she bring her best game.
She did. I like her little bit of sarcasticness in it. Her little sense of humor. And just her powering through all, you know, I try not to say as much. No spoilers on this episode.
No, we're
obviously.
Trying not to spoil, and it's so hard. But yeah, I just in that movie, especially. I think what I also loved about her character was that she was powerful. She was sassy. She was sarcastic, and she was also somewhat cocky, which. Unfortunately, normally, as a female viewer, whenever you see any kind of cocky female, she's almost immediately brought down. It's almost immediately seen as a bad trait. Not confident, but cocky. And while with a lot of more male-oriented any kind of heroes, obviously there are, I mean, the bad guys who get cocky, but just even like your good guys that get cocky, and they're kind of shown that it's a good thing in the end. And so it was really nice to see that. She just really brought a lot of traits that you don't get to see as often female heroes, and I loved it.
Yes. Now, the biggest thing is Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman between these two movies. These are the two biggest woman-eccentric comic movies that came out recently. Mm-hmm. So I'm having trouble picking out which is the better one, but they're both equal to me, it seems.
I know. They're both really good. Wonder Woman certainly made me feel more like, yeah! Like, I'm going to go out and mess someone up, you know? And just very, like, that powerful, like, heck yeah, this is awesome. While Captain Marvel was a bit more of a slow burn for me, ironically, even though in some ways she's almost more powerful than Wonder Woman.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a bit more of a slow burn. And so it was almost like watching that movie, it was someone explained this after Wonder Woman came out, and it was such a perfect explanation of why these kinds of movies featuring female heroes are so important. Whenever you go to any movie that has a female character in it, and they're not like the main star or whatever, the main hero, there's always this sense of like dread. Like, you kind of always have to put these visors on of like, okay, you know, they did this, which isn't very feminist friendly, but that's okay for the context of the movie, I guess. Oh, they did another weird sexual pose. Okay, but that's fine. Oh, you know, oh gosh, she showed too much power. Are the fanboys going to get mad because they call her a Mary Sue? There's always this weird, like, anxiety and just having to put these blinders on of like, okay, this is okay in this show. While with Captain Marvel, you didn't have to do that. She is powerful because of course she is. She's going to win because of course she does. You know, and she's allowed to be sassy. She's allowed to be cocky. And so you can, like, I was able to relax while watching a movie with a female hero in it. And I think that, for me, is one of what was really nice about it. So compared to Wonder Woman, it wasn't necessarily, but it was very, like, it was almost relaxing and just, like,
it was a very relatable. Let's just say that. Yeah. Especially yeah. because it was on the 90s era. So I'm like looking everything around, you know, on the scenics. It's like, okay, LA in the 90s, the Blockbuster video shows up, a Radio Shack, and the music, holy crap, yes. Garbage. Celebrity Skin with, Courtney Cox. Not Courtney Cox, sorry. Dope. Okay. It's a Courtney Love. Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
And Nirvana, like, her fight scenes with the 90s, iconic 90s musics yes. is freaking awesome. And again, very relatable. Makes me want to go out and do the same thing as the 90s music.
Yeah, exactly. It just, but yeah, I think that's a good point. Cause like Wonder Woman's background, we can't really relate to that
right.
at all.
It's very mythological.
Yeah. Mythological, something like
yeah.
that. Well with, and without getting into too many spoilers, but I mean, they show this in the previews, like, well, you know, we know she had a life on Earth. And so, yeah, she's super powerful, but like, she still has those kind of very human traits and that familiar background I think a lot of women will recognize, growing up and stuff like that. So it was just, yeah, she was definitely more relatable and I really enjoyed that.
Yes. Yes. So if you haven't seen it yet, go see it. Really, go see it. Yeah, we're saying no spoilers. Norris is in the chat on twitch.tv/checkpointxp. He says no spoilers. Nope, we didn't give any spoilers. We just gave our description of what we thought of Captain Marvel. So go see it. Definitely recommend. Happy International Women's Day, he says. Thank you. Thank you, Norris.
Thank you.
Also, that came out on the gaming news today, last Tuesday, March 5th, the NBA 2K League draft went down, and the very first woman was drafted onto the NBA 2K League. Chiquita Evans was the number 56 pick and was picked up by the Golden State Warriors, so she will join the league's 126 pro players. So her and another woman, Brianna Novin from New Jersey, were invited to the NBA 2K League, so good for them. Brianna, unfortunately, wasn't picked. However, she still can be signed by free agents. So that is amazing news. We're seeing more women into esports, especially with NBA. NBA.
Yeah.
So
I was actually kind of surprised that was the one where, but you know what? I'm glad it needs to. I mean, there's been always such a, what I love about like esports is like the divide. In physical sports, they have this divide between men and women that you just don't need. It's just not necessary in esports. And so I think the more that this can happen, the better it will be.
Definitely. Yes. Yes. I think later on in Checkpoint Daily, the guys are going to be talking about women in esports. So again, happy International Women's Day. Also, it is not gaming news, but it was also announced that the very first all-women spacewalk will be scheduled later this month for March 29th, Expedition 59 with NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Christina Koch. So we are getting out there.
Yeah, we're getting out of space. Well, some of us were already in space, but what was just cool about this is it's all women, these two women that will be doing it as opposed to mixed, which is just exciting just because from what I read too, like these were the two that happened to be chosen. They were two women, so yay!
Yes, awesome. Exactly. So we're very excited for International Women's Day, obviously. There's so many women news out there, women that are being great and powerful one day. But our actually main topic for this podcast today is actually esports fashion. Cranium Apparel recently announced on Twitter that they are releasing an esports dress available for the female gamers.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it was met with some distaste in some people, especially you, Sarah.
I actually wouldn't say I hate it that much. It's just more of the whole... I actually don't mind the idea of an esports dress. It's just there's a couple things about it that make me go, really, guys? There's a couple things. One, I mean, part of the issue is that a lot of their jerseys, they just don't really have female cut jerseys. So instead, right. Instead of fixing that, they say, let's give you a dress. And it's like, really? I think the other thing on it is just the fact that they did not really talk to women about it, and you can tell because there is no model that's actually wearing the dress, which is kind of thing number one you want to do. It's just they just kind of show it on a invisible mannequin, so you have no idea how it actually hangs on you. Not that models are necessarily realistic, but it's at least something. And so that to me was just kind of the weirdest part about it. Also, just the style of it itself, I don't know. Like, I have no idea how it actually would hang on me, so I feel weird even thinking about why I would want it.
You wouldn't rock this dress, you're saying?
I don't know if I would be able to rock it. Maybe. I guess, given that I'm short, it actually probably would look better on me, but I don't know. It's just weird. It makes me feel weird.
I feel you. I'm 5'1", too, so, like, I'm short as you, so... What this dress looks like, basically, it is a black and red dress. It is sleeveless with a crew neck. It looks like there may be a boob zipper.
Yeah, it looks like there is. Things were saying that wasn't going to... The website says it won't be in the actual final product, so right. I don't know why it was included, but whatever.
Yeah, and there's... Yeah, right at the boob. And then there's a skull right in the middle of the chest area. It kind of flares out. It looks like it's an A-line skater dress. Yes. Azur Al in the chat says it have pockets. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. That's the one thing.
Yeah, the one thing I really love about these dresses is that it has pockets. Nowadays, women love pockets in their dresses, especially me.
Yes. I mean, I think we've always loved pockets, but now we're demanding it.
Yes, we need the pockets. My wedding dress actually had pockets. So.
Amazing.
It was very, very, very useful. So this dress is going for $53. When I went on the website, there's actually notifications that people are actually buying it. I don't know if it's for themselves or for their girlfriends or girl gamers in their lives.
oh, boy.
But yes, people... did not like this at first. People did ask if any females involved in the design and making of this. Cranium Apparel said no, but they are actually... What I really love about Cranium Apparel, though, is that they are embracing the criticism that are coming out on Twitter. They're embracing it. They're listening to the community. It's like, okay, so exactly what you said, fitted jerseys, leggings. Leggings are a big thing
nowadays.
Crop tops, not for me.
Yes, but they are becoming back in fashion, so I understand. I think it's a little weird to do that with the esports apparel, but I mean, if that's what people are asking for, I don't blame them for wanting to make it.
Yeah, not for me. Just give me a fitted jersey. Yes, we like
things fitted. Give me a fitted, like, V-neck. I'll be fine.
Yes. But I'm glad they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
The dress, I would actually... buy it just because it's one of the first things out there and it does have pockets.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't say that, like, I would never ever wear it. It's just and one good thing about it is I looked at the size chart and it goes from I think it went from smaller extra small
extra
to
small.
3 extra large.
Yes.
So at the very least there, and I looked at the sizes as far as like the 3 extra large, and it's not, I mean, it's women's sizes are all messed up anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we could do 3 hours on that. But I will say that at the very least they did try for that, and which makes sense because it looks like it's made of like a jersey material, which you should be able to expand pretty well. So I will give them props for that. I'm just giving them a hard time simply because like it was just so... Did they talk to anybody about this?
Yeah.
But, you know, you can put your gamer tag on the back so you can personalize it. So that's nice. And $53, I mean, unfortunately, that's actually not an unusual price for something like that.
No.
I'm certain I have seen lower quality dresses that were more expensive. So that's at least, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, it's... I'm glad that they are taking the criticism. I'm very glad that they are, you know, pushing through. But it is funny. I find it very funny.
Yeah. It just came across like, girl gamers, you guys got a ghost. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no. Norris in chat says, why not esports wedge heels? That seems more comfy.
Wedge heels. Well, how would you design them, though? Like,
you know, have you seen those Converse wedges? Exactly like those.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind. Like I said, I'm a shorty. I love wedges. I love wearing heels before, but wedges has become a thing better than heels. So
they are better than heels. I just don't wear many wedges. I don't like wearing heels because I'm stubborn. I say deal with it and bend down to meet me. No, anyway. I could see that. If it's like Converse wedges. Okay, I can see how they would make that work. I was thinking like a strap wedge, and I was like, what?
No. It has to be sporty. Because yes, we're not just, you know, girl gamers. We're also like to be comfy. We, you know, like joggers. Give me joggers with a wedge heel. That would be perfect. Yes. If they come out with a line like that, I'll take it.
Well, maybe you should tweet at them.
Dude, I saw Cranium Apparel actually does affiliate stuff, so we should ask them, hey, you know, Checkpoint, Not Your Player 2, we can give some women insight. Hey, Cranium.
Hey, hook us up, we'll help you out.
Anyway, there was actually this amazing parody that was out there by Fireball Esports on Twitter. So yes. They did a hilarious parody. It says, get ready, male gaming community. Esports jockstrap now available. Made for men by women. Yes. Probably yes. Supporting also, hashtag men in esports.
The hashtag men in esports was what killed me in that post. But it's a lovely picture. And you know what they do that's better than what Cranium did? They have a model. I'm telling you, it's important.
Yes. I can't believe there's a model picture for it.
Okay, but it's great. We're not going to deny
The curves are there. It's cute that the strap actually does have your gamer tag if you want it on there.
It does. You can see it. So whoever you're showing it to can see it.
Anyway, I don't know if the gamer community, all girls and men, you know, women and men are taking this in as a joke as well as, yes. You know, they really like this kind of stuff. So. So that actually brings a question. So how are women supposed to dress at esports events then? Like whether, well, let's say competing, should we, you know, dress like the guys, just uniform, or would we be allowed to wear the skirts and dresses? What do you think?
It's weird. I'm curious to see what they would, what they would, if anything, enforce, just because, I mean, a skirt, if you're going to be sitting down, you know, I guess technically a skirt isn't really gonna do whatever. I think I've always been the type of person that like brought in who can wear whatever. I'm very much like clothing is not super, it shouldn't be super gendered. So like if you're gonna open up that girls need to wear skirts, I think you need to open up that everybody can, and including pants and stuff like that. I don't know. I'd be curious to see. I will be uncomfortable if they do enforce like a skirt policy for girls in esports. I will feel very uncomfortable by that. Just because there's a lot of history that you are unpacking with that. I'm not sure if I'd have rule. I'm not sure what rules I would want to see besides like openness.
What do you mean by openness?
Sorry, but like by open clothing.
I'm like, no, what like, openness?
I mean, anyone can, like, open as far as, like, what people can wear, you know? As far as, like, styles that are accepted. That's what I mean. Like, make it fluid, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. If you're going to make it, like I said before, if you're going to make it that girls should be wearing skirts, I think you should make it that anyone can wear whatever, you know?
Right.
If you're going to have your two different styles, I think it needs to be that anyone can wear whatever they're comfortable with, you know, unless they're going to stick to one style. I don't know.
This reminds me of A League of Their Own, where the women's baseball team, they're all wearing these little skirts and their women are like how are we supposed to play in this? So it's kind of the same thing here.
Yeah, and it's especially even weirder because, I mean, women's sports, when they do that, it's especially just kind of eye-twitching because they're supposed to physically play something. But at the same time, you're getting to the other extreme with women in esports where it shouldn't really matter too much, you know, whether their skirts or pants, because they're sitting down for most of it.
You gotta be careful, though, because there can be boobage shots. So gotta be careful with the cleavage. You gotta have, it has to be a crew neck or a, you know, a higher V-neck. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, at the very least, that they shouldn't be making women wear very low-cut shirts. That would be, again, that would just make me very uncomfortable. Just saying.
No low-cut shirts for you.
Like I said, like, if you're making only women wear that, then what does that say about what you're really having her on screen for? That's how I feel about it.
I don't know. There's some popular girl gamers that love to show boobage, and, you know.
But for me, like, that was because they chose to do that. If it's mandated, that's weird.
It's like an extra perk.
Yeah, I mean, I never criticize a woman like who's like on Twitch doing that. It's more of if it's mandated by their by their owners or whatever that they need to wear that. That's weird to me.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's more what I mean. Whatever's mandated is what I'm get uncomfortable with. Whatever they choose to wear, you know, as long as it's appropriate XYZ, you know, that they'll have to figure that out.
Right. I know you and me are kind of conservative. I mean, look at us. We're wearing t-shirts with crew necks right now. Like, nothing showing. We got this. We know to be professional.
Trying to be, at least. For me, at least, trying to be.
Now, if there comes out this women's esports apparel, what is the one item that you would want?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because I'm weird and don't wear a ton of leggings myself. I don't wear a ton of printed leggings, I should say. It's just something I don't wear tons of. It's just me personally. Very much for me, I'm looking for that fitted V-neck. Just very simple. I'm a pretty simple person with that, quite honestly.
With the jersey style polyester or cotton?
Probably the jersey style. Yeah. I like that material.
We need to get you a jersey, a Checkpoint jersey.
I know, I don't have one. Bad.
We gotta get that on the list there. And plus, that jersey that we have for Checkpoint, it's not fitted.
It's not. And I mean, that's whatever. I don't know. There's a lot to ask about what they call unisex versus actually just being more for male bodies. I don't know. That's such a hard question, though, because there's plenty of fitted shirts that also don't work for most female bodies. So it's
because there's not a universal size guide for women.
Right. So especially not for women. Yikes.
Yeah. I could be like a size 8 in one brand, and I could be a size 12 in another brand. Let's just say that.
It's awful.
It's horrible.
And it's horrible because, yes, when you are in middle school, you are crying that you don't fit into that size 0 pants, even though you never were going to. I mean, it's awful. Yeah.
It's not even the norm anymore to be like a size 0.
I think it's not.
The average size is like size 10, 12 nowadays.
I know. I found that out. And I have to be honest with you that, like, because I thankfully didn't suffer from tons of, like, body issues, as in, like, medically so. But I definitely did still somewhat. Yeah. I mean, I think we all did. A lot of women do. Yikes. Like, I never think about if I could go back in time and change my high school years very much, because honestly, I would just, you know, it's where I am today. But if I could go back in time, I would tell my younger self, stop worrying about your body so much. Like, truly, though, because there's so much out there that, I know it's kind of beaten over to death about it, but it's true. And it's really stressful.
Yeah. Just don't worry about your body image. Just be yourself. Eat whatever you want. Eat that cheeseburger and milkshake. Guess it's really, really good. Don't worry about it.
And I will, thank you.
And that's why printed leggings is probably one of my things that I would get. I love leggings.
Enough.
Yeah, leggings and dresses with pockets. Those are my two biggest things that I would get. And now with Norris mentioning wedge heels, hell yeah. Give me the heels.
That's a look you can slay the dance floor on.
Definitely.
You got this.
Definitely. So anything good for this weekend?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Anything you're doing this weekend? Since this is coming up. Celebrate International Women's Day weekend.
finally getting my hair done? Does that count? I don't know if that counts. but I need it bad. I guess it's fashion related. I don't know. I you mentioned your mom is someone that you admire, and I was like, dang it! I'm the worst daughter ever. I mean, I will be seeing her this weekend, so I probably should say something. But otherwise, I don't really get out of the house very much, so I'm not sure there's some. Is there anything that you're doing that's special?
Well, since we're on fashion, Charlotte Russe is actually going out of business.
Oh!
So, kind of got to get it into those sales.
Oh, I see. I get you.
Yeah. That was my go-to store as a high school in 20s era. Okay. So.
I don't think they had those in Michigan. At least I don't recognize the name.
Charlotte Russe? Really?
Yeah. I didn't do tons of shopping, though, in high school. I really only went shopping when either my mom said, Sarah, you need new clothes. You've been wearing the same thing since middle school. Or when my friends wanted to go. So I really didn't do much. And so, yeah, maybe it is, but I do not recognize it, unfortunately. I went to, like, Coldwater Creek a lot, which is more of a women's store, but it's because I felt better in their jeans.
Whatever is comfortable.
Pretty much. They fit me more, so.
Yeah. I think the one thing that esports apparel should not make, and for women, though, are rompers. No to
rompers. Please don't. Just don't. Please.
You know how odd it is to just be sitting in the bathroom half naked because the romper's the whole piece?
It's awful. Just don't do it. And people think, oh, it's going to be cute. And you're like, you are missing the functionality.
Exactly. It's too much to get it off you. And then you have to worry about some kind of zipper or buttons. And come on. I just need to go back.
It's too high maintenance. Just don't do it, you know? Just don't.
Norris in the chat says that he'll wear a Cloud9 male romper. I don't know what to say about that, Norris.
You know what? that's just how it goes, I guess. I'm trying to think if there's anything like that they shouldn't make. It's not like a dress is actually fine. I just thought it was funny. That's their first thing they just went with. Honestly, I'm surprised it wasn't like V-neck fitted and leggings. Like that to me is the go-to.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what they shouldn't make. I don't know.
Rompers
are pretty bad.
Rompers are very bad.
Very bad. I would feel very strange if they only made like women's underwear of esports apparel style and not men's underwear. That would be weird to me. If they did both, I'd be like, okay. But if they only did one, I would have to say no to that one.
Yeah, I don't get the underwear thing.
Like I said, people, I don't know. It's another part of your.
It's like saying, okay, I'm going to pick on Robbie and Katie. Like saying, like saying Robbie got Katie's Houston Outlaws underwear. Is that sexy?
I don't know.
Not to me. I don't get it. Like,
well, you have to ask Robbie. I mean, that's the truth of that one. But yeah, it would be weird. I don't know. When it comes to the underwear industry, there's a lot that I do understand and a lot that I don't understand. And that would be a choice that I would not understand.
Yeah, that's not for me either.
Yeah. I think I'll have to pass on that one.
Yeah. So esports apparel companies, no rompers and no underwear.
Please don't. Yes, just please. Yes, just don't. And while you're at it, maybe just no bras. I don't want to.
That's kind of underwear.
Yeah, okay. I'm just including it. I would be afraid of, like, what you would do with them.
Well, except for sports bras.
That's fine. That's fine. You're right. You're right. I take that back. That's fine.
Sports bras are cool. He means
sports bras are fine. Yes. That's fine. Just don't.
No. Intimate, basically. Bras,
please,
underwear.
Please don't. I don't know where you're going to put the lace, but it's not going to be anywhere good.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, Robbie's actually in our chit chat right now. He says, what you're wearing doesn't matter. It's who's in it. Aw.
Aw. That's cute, but we all know not everyone feels that way.
Ouch.
Sorry. It had to be said.
Anyway, tell us what you think on social media, or again, join us at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. I think that would wrap up today's show. Thank you so much for joining us today at Not Your Player 2 podcast. We stream live again every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Join us for the discussion, just like Norris, Robbie, That Dude Tank, Azure Owl on the chat, and DePelican1979. Checkpointxp.com is where you can find more information, including our flagship nationally syndicated radio show, Checkpoint XP, as well as other podcasts such as Checkpoint XP Podcast, The Checkpoint Daily Show, and Low Team Damage, which is basically an anything and everything Overwatch and Overwatch League. You can also find news, interviews, and much more all at checkpointxp.com. Follow us on social media at Checkpoint XP at Facebook and Twitter, so get in contact with us through there. And also at checkpoint_XP at Instagram. Thank you again so much for checking out with us at Not Your Player 2. And we're going to be signing off. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.